A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This September the 17th, 2015, welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the challenges facing vendors, whom the bulk of them are women. What are your views on the issue? To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 154.55 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
But for you women out there, don't forget to join us every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Pa China Chemazimai, the Women's Roundtable. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Anouya, achi shansa kuti ndiri munhu we city council wabvumirwa kutengeserwa paunenge uri. Then it wokuforsa kuti wewe kana ukasandi badhara mari yakati ndiri kutononyudza zvinhu zvako. And for sure vanondozvinyudza ukazvitevera kwavanozvisa ku HQ. Unondowana kusina zvinhu zvako, vanogona kusechera bag rako musara mune zvinhu zvishoma shoma zvisinga wethi mari yawa badhara. Then ukasaita worry futi nawo vanokunyudza zvinhu zvako zvekuti hautoiwani staff iya yaunenge waisa. Kuramba kubuda mutaona hatisi kuramba sema street vendors tinoziva kuti musibidi hamubvumidzwe venda. Asi hakuna kwokutiisa because takaenda tichitodawo nzvimbo dzavakaisa vanhu kuCoca-Cola vari kuti vakazara. Plus waiti ukasvika paCoca-Cola panenge pane munhu weQueen of Grace achikubvunza kuti nekadhi here reQueen of Grace rinenge rakarejestwa kumusangano. Saka kana waonekwa usiri membership ye Queen of Grace hauwani po kutengesera. Then ndobva vangoona kuti tikaudza mavenda kuti hapana nzvimbo vangashaya mari vakarejestisa mavenda akawanda tikatenga makadzi avo tinaona nhasi. Asi kuti tiwane nzvimbo ipapo panongonzi hapana nzvimbo tangai mawana makadzi eQueen of Grace. Ukaenda kuQueen of Grace yamuri kuti hanzi tibatane nayo sema street vendors chese haishandi nesu kana tisina kadhiro reQueen of Grace. Ende maconditions avanotipa kuti tiwane kadhi ravo hatimakwanisi because inini basa rangu ndiri kutengesa kuti ndichengete mhuri yangu.
The challenges we are facing right now as we are selling our products as vendors, we are facing the challenges of police, municipal police. They are confiscating our goods. And when you say, I want my goods, they don't give you the goods without paying them. They demand money from us. They say a certain figure is like $2, $5. You give them as token to regain your goods back, of which as vendors, there's no money. The goods we sell is for very little or small profits. So the more they demand the money, we don't have the money. So we end up losing either the goods or the money. And that money is the one which I'm looking for to feed my children, to pay rent, bills of water, bills of electricity, to take children to school. We are failing. Right now, we owe landlords a lot of money. Because we are failing the council people, they are taking our monies.
Kukanya iharare ile problem kakhulu ngoba one ila ma associations amanele kula ma associations angathi abela amalungelo abantu kube sokuba la ma associations ola lawa afonya ngama political parties. So lawa ama parties yiwo ayafukela ama police ukuthi kabafunza thiswe ngezindawo zingaphumi kahle. Then kube sokuba la lawa ama associations la enjengethi zithiya which is igenuine. Yiyo ekhanya ingelazindawo zokuphiwa nxa bephiwa baphiwa lapha nokungela okungacaci khona okuphongokuba ngumhlabathi kungela la ndawo zokuthi bezincedise khona. So kulohlupho kakhulu. Nxa sengicompare lakobulawayo, kobulawayo i-city council ibhalele abantu bonke ababe registered ukuthi bethole izindawo, but usupho lukhona nabo baphiwa vele ezindaweni ezingacaci kahle. Uzathola ukuthi umuntu othengisa ama juice card kumbe othengisa ama cover ama passport uphiwa kuHarare Road lapho kungena ndawo khona yokuthi umuntu ozadlula ethenga for i-cover ye-passport. So umuntu bangeke ehambe enkangana ethemba ukuthi uzathola isikafu sokudla khonapho. Yikho bebuyela futhi ezindaweni ezidorobheni phakathi, ngoba yikho lapho kuhamba khona abantu, yikho lapho kule mali khona. So ngezinye indlela akucaci kuhle ema-city council ukuthi asebenza njani labantu.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the plight of vendors, most of whom are women. What are your views on the issue?
And today, Marvelous, the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, NAVUZ, told Studio 7 earlier on that most vendors are facing intimidation and corruption from municipal police who are allegedly demanding some bribes on a daily basis as compensation to allow them to be able to sell in the CBD area.
And PJ, the Harare City Council actually recently started relocating some street vendors to new sites on the outskirts of the city centre. But some vendors are saying the stands are too few and are being allocated on partisan lines, with most of the allocations going to ZANU-PF members.
And the spokesperson of the Harare City Council, Michael Ochidema, also told Studio 7 earlier on that vendors were free to report any corrupt municipal police to the council, but that's not very easy.
Yes, we're going to take a listen to Mr. Chidemeye right now.
Our municipal police is not in the business of collecting bribes. They are in the business of policing our streets, and in this case, to ensure that vendors only trade from designated sites. But in the event that any one of our police officers is receiving bribes, we want that evidence, because it's one thing talking about things without evidence and another producing the evidence to say these are the bad apples within your force. But as Harare City Council, we are very confident. We have confidence in our police force. They are a professional force. But if there are any bad apples who are doing that, we invite anybody to bring that evidence for us to see. But we are also aware there is a group of people who are moving with loads of cash in the CBD, and they are being sponsored to try and entice our municipal police officers, and then in the process take pictures or whatever. We have been informed, and our force is very much aware of what is happening. And I think those people are disappointed as we speak right now, because our forces will not accept that dirty money.
We had the PJ from the spokesperson of the Harare City Council, Mike Chidemeye.
Most vendors are complaining that the alleged corruption of municipal police all the same is further exhausting their already depleted resources as they try to fend for their families on a daily basis in a very hostile operating environment.
Yes, PJ, and today we're actually opening up our lines to hear your views. If you're a vendor and you're listening right now, especially the women, give us your view.
Uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 owe Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama sihlaziya udaba kumbe ngithi inhlupho ezibhekane lalabo abaphila ngokuthengisa iningi labo kungabe sifazana kungabo mama abazama ukuselela imuli zabo phakathi kwesimo esibi kangaka somnotho elizweni lapho umngabo labo abesifazane asebaxotshwa imisebenzi bengasayitholi imisebenzi. Abanye babo ngabantu abafundileyo abalama degree abalama masters ama PhD kodwa ke ngakula msebenzi sebegcina sebethengisa emgwaqweni. Ikanti ke nxa sebethengisa sebephila ngokuthengisa njalo badibana lodubo lokuthi amapolisa lawo abuya ezobahlasela ebathathela impahla zabo. Namhlanje bekukhulunywa ngokuthi amapolisa lawo kamunicipala asefuna ukufumbathiswa kumele ubabhadale idola ranging from $2 amadola amabili kumbe $10 kusiya ngokuthi usebenza msebenzi bani uthengisani. Into ayaliweyo kodwa nguchideme. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you had an interesting interview. I think somebody from
Chris Gande had an interview mm-hmm. yesterday. Chris Gande, where Studio 7, ukhuluma ulimi lesiNdebele, ukhulume lo mphathi ntambo obona ngezamabhizimusi amancane kanye laphakathi unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni Izolo. Wakhuluma laye ngehlupho ezibhekane labaphila ngokuthengisa.
Hayi, baphathiseka. I-local authority yeHarare ibanikile izindawo zokuthengisela ezikwana 14. Lathi iministry sasebenza lamanye amakampani ukuthi sibafakele izindawo zokuthengisela. Kukhanya hayi sokusebenzekile, abantu sebengenile ezindaweni zabo noma nje kungakaphelisisi, kodwa-ke hhayi kuyahamba. Lapha ungakhangela ukuthi abantu abaningi ababhadala i-school fees ezikolo babhadala besuka kumabhizinisi abamancane, abancedisa abagulayo, abafida izimuli. Yitsho nje khona ukuthi omama abaningi ukuthi babonde isithwalo endlini kwenziwa libhizinisi elincane. So iministry yami kumbe amabhizinisi amancane yiwo abambe imiphefumulo eminingi eZimbabwe, and siyabonga kakhulu ngokukhuthala kwabantu beZimbabwe langombono wenkokheli yethu ubaba uMgabu ukuthi afake iministry enjengayonale.
Bona abadinga uncedo lokuqala wona la amabhizinisi amancane baluthola yini kuministry?
Kakhulu bangabuya thina futhi silama cooperatives ku ministry, bangabuya bedinga uncedo siyaba trainer ukuthi uqalisa njani ibhizinisi yakho, uyikhulisa njani, uyigcina njani ukwenzela ukuthi uthuthuke usukela lapho khona. Bese sibanceda njalo lokuthi imali uyithola ngapi, noma thina singelayo njengeministry, kodwa-ke siyabancedisa ukuthi baye ema-banks ukuthi bayethola kuma-banks atshiyeneyo. Sibancedise lo langakhona ukuthi baregister le-local authority, baphinde baregister lati ngoba thina i-local authority kumele license abantu, kodwa thina yithi esiba neqiniso ukuthi abantu lapha sokulezi ndawo babekeke kuhle ngokuhleleka kwabo kulokho esikuthi ngama-cluster. Sisithi abathungayo kumbe abathengisa impahla babe ndawonye, abathengisa izithelo lembhida babe ngancane, kungazi kwahlangana ukudla nezigqoko.
Mm-hmm. That was the Minister Sithembiso Nyoni of the SMEs, Small and Medium Business Enterprises. Basically, what she was saying was she supports those that are vendors
mm-hmm.
that are actually looking after their families because they have these small business people
mm-hmm.
That are selling wares. Since the work environment or the job environment is not that lucrative anymore in Zimbabwe, she actually acknowledges that. And she also says they also give assistance in her ministry
mm-hmm.
on registering your small business. You can start off by just vending in the streets, but it can be registered and mm-hmm. it can be streamlined.
Thank you there, PJ. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa isu matambudziko ari kusangana nemadzimai vanoita izvozvo kutengesa mumigwagwa. Tiri kubva kunzwa sekutaura kwaita PJ kubva kune gurukota rinoona nezvemabhizimisi maSMEs vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa tinoziva hede kuti vanhu vari kuita zvekutengesa vanofanira kunge vachiwana rubatsiro, asi pari zvino vanokwanisa ivo kuwana rubatsiro rwekuti vogadzira sei mabhizimusi avo kuti vakwanisewo kuzoenda kunzvimbo dzakadai semabhanga nezvimwewo. Uyezve tanzwa kune madzimai ari muHarare anga ari kuchema iwo kuti tanzwa neuori weHarare City kuti pese pavari kuedza kutengesa ivo vari kuwanikwa vachikumbirwa cheruviri kuti tipewo chioko muhomwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa nhasi PJ. Asi tisataenderera kure, PJ nhasi tatsikwa nhasi sive kuLesotho vari kushanda nesu pano per Studio 7. And I would like to welcome to the program. This is probably your last women's program that you'll be doing. And you've been really helpful. Tato Muchone, our Yali fellow who's here with us at Studio 7. Welcome, Tato.
Thank you very much, Mavela.
And you heard there from some women in Harare who were speaking about some of the, you know, situations they're facing in Harare where there's a lot of corruption. What is the situation like in Lesotho when it comes to street vendors, especially women?
Unfortunately, exactly the same thing. And it's really bad because, you know, the other times there's this woman, she goes there, she's in the streets trying to make ends meet, and she's with had the baby. Most of the time, you know, there's a young child with them.
She's carrying a baby.
You know, and then the municipality police come. She has to run. Most of the time, that's what happens. They have to run. And it's so sad to see what they're selling being confiscated. And the majority of the time, the things are never taken back to them. So here is someone who's struggling to make ends meet, and they are in the street, and now they are subjected to this abuse from the municipal police, and they have to run away at the same time as though that was not enough. Their goods have been taken. It's really sad.
Yeah, thank you there, Tato. PJ, tirikunzwa kuna sisi Tato Muchone vari kuti zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe ndo zviri kuitika kuLesotho. Madzimai ndiwo anonyanyowanikwa achishungurudzwa. Asi tisati tanyanyoenderera mberi, tinenge tine vateereri vakati wandei. Tombotora. Timbotaura navo mbijana tisati taenda kune vanyarikani vedu. Makadi vamuzonde.
Ndinofara makadi nyamai.
Aiwa tiri wadi. Muri kufona muri kupi?
Tereko hange.
Ehe, titsanangurireo kuti kwakamira sei panyaya iyo iye uori uyezve nezvekutengesa muigwagwa.
Uori wakatotekeshera kunoko. Nyaya iri kunyanya kunetsa ndeyekuti vanhu havana chokuti vabatikane vayamurikane nacho muupenyu. Zvakadaro izvozvo zvinhu zvinofanirwa kunge zvichigadziriswa, asi magadzirisiro acho hazvigadzirisiki kana vanhu vacho vanofanirwa kunge vachigadzirisa samapurisa emunisipariti ouyawo kumbira choko muhomwe. Saka kureva kutoti ine wei zvichatokonzera kutoti uori huwandise, vanhu varambe varimo mustreet. Saka at the end of the day hatina chatinenge tanyatsogadzirisa.
Dambudziko
chairo rakakura chaizvo zvokuti the government must do something about it.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Muve nezuva rakanaka, PJ.
Silombe nkosikazi Stabile Chuma yena ke oseGwanda siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Yebo, ninjani?
Hayi, nyaphila mama, kunjani wena?
Hayi, thina siphilile, sonokutshisa nje ngapha eGwanda.
Alikani lokuseula?
Kuke kwatshisa, kuke kwana nje izulu ngensuku ezidlulileyo, kodwa hayi sokutshisa njalo nje.
Yeemakweni
lapha sibona ukudike.
Lubona njani-ke udubo lona lolo loku?
Udibo lolu lomgwaqo vele alusovele isiphelele. Ngoba into eyenzakeleyo ukuthi abantu noma bengafikanga lapho akade bekhona, lapho abade sekuthiwa bafakwa khona akula bhizinisi. Bafakwe khathana labantu, befakwa khathana labantu. Thina sithembe ukuthi nxa sisithengisa sithengisela abantu abedlulayo. Mina ngithengisa amadrinki, ngithengise izanzi, ngithengise lekulutshwane nje kuyabe kungokusigcina ezimpini. But nxa sesingasekho ebantwini akusasincedisi kangako. Kuzethi udubo olukhulu ukuthi nxa sithengisa khona phambi isikhathi zeneziyana esilokhu esikhuluma ngazo ukuthi siyaphinda sibhadalise. Uthengisa ukudla okwama-R1 okwama-R2 at the end of the day, ugcina imali yakho nongasakwazi ukuthi uvele endlini uhambe ungelayeni kuyesinkwa.
Amarezi lalo sokuqhamuke udaba lolo eHarare lokuthi amapholisa kamasipala afuna ukufumbathiswa, lina-ke lalibona na udubo lolu eGwanda?
EGwanda ukufumbathisa singakwazi njengoba kuyinto eyimfihle.
Hello.
When I got you, I must send, aren't you?
Yeah.
I must send now and now that twice send. Only one material, only one with engine. And many little. You got the resent that we were to come up.
Yeah. I swung you like a cool, costume.
Hey, woman.
Yeah. Basically, Mrs. Chuma was reiterating the problem of the sites that they were provided, so outside the city center, and so it's unjust and operable because they need to be in the midst of the people in order to sell their wares. So where they've been designated, it's so far away from the people. So they end up being forced to go into the CBD to sell their wares illegally. She's also complaining about the high rates that they are supposed to pay to the municipal, that we are supposed to pay about ranging from 1 rand to 10 rands, and yet at the end of the day, you'll be selling your wares for $8 a day.
PJ, that sounds really disturbing, but I think we've been keeping Miss Faith Mutubuki on the line. Hello, Miss Mutubuki.
Hello, listeners.
Ehe, murikupi muzvare Mutubuki?
Iri muna Maharare.
Titsananguroewo zviri kuitika imomo Maharare nenyaya pamune muri kutengesa.
Maharare mune hondo chaiyo, mune hondo isiyasiya now regarded the criminal. Now we are taking up mabasa. Vese vari kubata izvozvi. And the funny thing is, one comments about Chindiva. I'm not sitting there. Some of the collateral are just coming to come up back in the water. She wants to tell me there's nothing else to do except for them to come in the street. This is a card to manage my paper. No, I need some security moments, no data, but we are forced to corrupt. There's a lot of things which make street pay. And then also this price, which you can't say nothing. This is a little bit of a person I see. She ended up besides the one where this has corruption. I think that's me video. That's not me video. I mean, it's a mixed up when it happens.
I see me Munona unge panga gaziris kwe sei Munera Mangwana.
Munera Mangwana around in the corner of two to teach a gazette and six to teach a engagement, proper engagement, to teach a family, a vendor. So, maybe we are only trying to get a party or remain. So, on the way forward, same solution. Because now we are saying that I'm not going to make a very good ending. After the conversation, get a party. Only if you don't have that with people, you see, many of the things that I am a vendor. If I eat this, and I am going to be sitting in a criminality, and I can't make some speech. We talk properly. Then, It's politics. It's not like Syria. It's standard Mr. Kuzending. Let's stop it. The politics is ending.
Sisi Faith,
munombo taura here nemakanselers enyu anokumiririra.
Yes. Munotaura nemakanselers vanotimirira. Nekagura kumawadzi kwedu chaiko chaiko kuti vaenderere mberi nenyaya dzatishikira kwadzana kusvika. I They are busy defending themselves with a chain. But no, they are really well. So, it's an accountable number of problems. Some of them are the Anisana. When you want to hear that, they are my corrupt officials.
I want to note that Faith PJ, we have our first guest, the Miss Deborah Mukasa from the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Association. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Can you tell us the situation in Bulawayo? We've been hearing a lot about Harare. What is going on in Bulawayo?
Well, in Bulawayo, the city council had an interdepartmental meetings with the association to make the way forward about how to help these informal traders. But so far, we've got a problem. The city council is no longer coming back to the association. They are now giving bail without the consultation. And at the end of the day, we find someone selling different ways is taken to a place where there is no business. At the end of the day, those vendors come back to the CPD. And at the end of the day, I heard somebody talking in Harare saying they must report the issue. I've got a feeling of saying it takes two to tango.
That's very true.
Yes, it takes two. If you are doing something for your own benefit, I don't think you can tell someone that you have done maybe a bribe or whatever. So the best thing to be done by city council, it must go back to the drawing board and talk to those who are responsible for the vendors and those who have got people on the ground, and they discuss and see whether the place is very valid for the vendors to trade.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mukasa. Maybe before PJ, we go to you, we'll go to Tato to just tell us the situation in Lesotho. We see in Zimbabwe we have vendors associations. What is the situation in Lesotho like?
I don't think they have. Not if it exists, it's an informal one where you know they join, and if it's not working for them, they leave. But I don't really think they do have.
Okay, PJ.
Yeah. Before fact, we can go on,
I think we,
we are
the
having
same
technical
thought.
Glitches in our broadcast. Those that are watching on or on the web, that are streaming on the web, we are trying to resolve the issue, but at the moment we actually have an issue, a technical glitch or something.
Yes, I think our engineers were just indicating that we're experiencing a bit of picture issue, but it will be resolved soon. But Tato is saying there in Lesotho, they don't really have associations. So in a way, Zimbabwe maybe is a little bit ahead.
Ahead, yeah.
With what Ms. Mukasa was saying, that in Bulawayo, the situation is sort of different from Harare. Maybe you'd like to translate that, PJ.
Yeah, Kanyani vele slow. Ekhangela umsebenzi esiwenzayo ekusakazeni ngoba layo usebenzela umsakazo waselele Lesotho, kodwa ke uyaphindela ekhaya nje kusasa kumbe utshona kusasa. Kodwa ube khuluma lapha ke ukuthi eLesotho khona libalalo udubo lona lolu olwabaphila ngokuthengisa, kodwa ke bona abala nhlanganiso ezipheleleyo njengase Zimbabwe, okuyinto ejabulisayo. Yikho ozakuthatha lawo ukuse ekhaya. You take that to Lesotho to formalize or just have some structures structure
PJ
organizations.
And Tatu, I know you're really having an interesting debate right there, but time is not on our side, and we would like to thank our guest, Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Association. And we also have a vendor who's holding on, Faith Mutubuki, and also some of the vendors that actually called in. We're very, you know, excited that you've been part of this program. And as we migrate to live streaming on www.voazimbabwe, we would like to say goodbye to our radio listeners and welcome our streaming listeners. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Sesivalelisana labalaleli bethu basemsakazweni weradio. Silethemba lelukholisile uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Lilalele njalo ngeviki elizayo. Umfrakisidisi Jeremiah.